Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
One of the areas that I find, right, that the enemy uses to destroy us, to keep us from knowing who we are, one of the most common things that I hear is that you can't trust your heart, right? You can't trust your heart. You can't trust your emotions, right? I hear it all the time that I even hear this said, like, hey, if one of your friends lied to you as much as your emotions do, you would no longer be their friend, right? And what I would say is that your emotions are never lying to you. Your emotions are always telling you what you feel. You can 100% trust your emotions 100% of the time to tell you what you are feeling. They're not telling you anything else. They're not telling you what's going on around you, even though discernment is real. You can discern what's going on. But if you're in this place where you're triggered up in fear, shame, and guilt, the information you're getting has you triggered in fear, shame, and guilt, that doesn't necessarily mean that something's going on out there. The emotions are just information about what you're feeling. What we can't trust are our thoughts, because it's our thoughts most of the time that are manifesting our emotions. And so that is what we can't trust. That's why we have to capture every thought and bring it into the light so that we can make it obedient to Christ. And if we dissociate, one of the most common things I've seen, by believing we're wicked and we can't trust our heart and making our emotions something that is untrustworthy, is the church has dissociated from our heart and we live from the head. And we're actually still eating from the tree of knowledge instead of the tree of life. And we're eating from the tree of knowledge, trying to do what's right and what's wrong. And we become right and wrong robots instead of followers of Jesus. This is the most common thing that I see that's destroying us, right? So what I would say, as a new creation, one of, not the worst, but it's in there. There's a category of lies, and I kind of go through this in my ministry and help people with it, but one of the most destructive lies that you can believe is that you are still just a sinner with a wicked heart. It's going to destroy your walk. Because then what's going to happen is you believe you're a sinner and faith always manifests itself. So you will manifest sin, right? It's just going to happen. And in that, then what you do is you start trying to manage your behavior, because that's all you can do. If you're just a sinner with a wicked heart, you got to sin. That's what you do. So you can't stop sinning. So what you got to do is try to manage the behavior. And managing your behavior, that's a whole nother teaching of, like, that is a lifestyle of sin. And don't get me wrong, I'm a grace guy. But I'm not saying go out and live whatever life you want to live because you're righteous. Grace does not manifest sin. It just doesn't, right? So what does manifest sin, sinfulness, is lies, when we believe lies. Not when we, believing the truth of our righteousness doesn't manifest unhealthy behavior. That's absurd, right? So what we can do is, if we can believe who we are, we can live who we are. And that is what I would say, is that is one of the core lies that's destroying our walk with the Lord and keeping us stuck in this behavioral management. Because actually trying to manage your righteousness with your behavior is a lifestyle of sin, in my opinion.
Go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up, and we've already had some powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.